Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Okay. Okay, I'm recording. Stand by. Silent, please.
We need to get a little monitor. Speaker monitor, so that everybody can hear a little bit what's going on. You know what I mean? Like we're at the studio or something.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
That'd be nice.
Because that would be cool as shit. Like we have a green room right here.
Uh-huh.
And it would be cool to hear the thing.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
All your F-bombs and S-bombs?
Dude, it was once.
It's like sauce and gravy all over again.
Stop. I think I said a curse word in my vows 3 weeks ago.
That's my cue.
All of my vows.
I forgot.
He did the blow. Impressive.
That's my cue. That
was your cue. Too early, Chef.
Right. I told him. Stop talking about me. I was talking about the win.
Wow.
How do we do it?
Okay. Stand by. Silent, please.
Silencio.
Nobody's talking, please, right now.
Silencio.
If not, I have to close down the microphone.
Wow.
Okay, stand by. Rolling tape. We're going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Walk and Talk Podcast.
And hello, food fam. This is Carl Fiadini. I am your host for the Walk and Talk Podcast. We are podcasting on site at Sally Mar Rooftop Bar in Midtown Tampa. And Sally Mar is the place to be for a next level dining experience. Chef Jonathan Rodriguez and squad will delight your appetite. Get here for an amazing atmosphere, fantastic food, and a cool, cool cocktails. By the way, speaking of cocktails, come see Julio if you're looking for a sugar mama's out there. Come find Julio. He needs help. He needs love. Today, we're here for something very special. To congratulate Chef Jonathan Rodriguez and Chef Alex Kelsch of Sally Mar in winning the chef's competition of the 2022 Savor St. Pete event just about a week ago. All right, so let's welcome to the panel our Walk and Talk culinary contributor, Chef Jeffrey Schlissel of the Hollywood Schlissels. By the way, Chef Jeffrey was in the competition as well. Jeff, what's up, baby? How you doing?
I am absolutely fantastic.
Oh, my God. You know, man, so I love this riff, man. I just love it.
It's awesome.
Pablo Vivas in the house. All right, so, Jeff, Chef Jeffrey, dude, that was an amazing event.
Yeah, it definitely was.
I mean, you guys, all of you, you know, even, you know, Chef Nick and Chef, the other Chef Alex.
Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody killed it. Everybody did great. High level of culinary on the field there. I mean, I know you feel like you should have won.
No, actually, I did. I went out doing exactly what I wanted to do. And if I didn't win, I know exactly what I did was the food I wanted to cook.
Well, I heard on the street. Okay. I had my ear down to the tracks and the gutter told me that you came in second.
That's fine.
All right.
That's awesome.
I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm only kidding. So, all right. So let's talk about it. What do we got going on?
Well, we got this great person. He's half the team. I'll be honest with you. Chef Nick and Alex really set the bar. Alex went first. I looked over, had a chance to glance at his plate. It was absolutely stunning. Chef Nick, I kind of got into the weeds myself doing three different dishes because I'm an overachiever. And the time really started to click away. But I will be honest with you, the guys that won, Chef Jonathan and Chef Alex, it was, you know, for us to take it back to Tampa, that was the key. I didn't care if I lost, I would rather lose to Jonathan than the two guys from St. Pete. No offense to them, but that was definitely it as Chef Alex is kind of doing his little laugh. But Alex did a great job with Chef Jonathan. They pulled off an amazing riff on tuno nachos with a little bit of the dry ice with the smoke coming out. I thought it was absolutely stunning.
It was a beautiful presentation.
Yeah.
Congratulations, definitely. Chef Alex.
Thank you guys. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was, it's pretty grueling right off the bat because out in the sun sweating. I was like, we're in inside a tent. Oh, we're no, well, the competition the is, but I guess we are not.
No, that was brutal. Yeah. I was standing there, you know, and for me, I was uncomfortable. I couldn't imagine you guys.
Well, you know, to give us credit, you know, we're used to sitting in a hot kitchen all day long, sweating. Yeah. You know, I'm glad we had a breeze and at least somebody to talk to. Because I look over and he's starting to plate. And I turn to Chef John and said, how many courses are we supposed to be having? Because I see like boxes and plates and I'm like, is this a 5-course meal? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Jeff was acting like he had a team of 10.
I know. Yeah. He's looking over there. He's like, let's go. And putting box upon box. I'm like, Chef, maybe we didn't do enough. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, Chef Jeffrey and Chef Jonathan, in separate occasions, both told me to like go pound sand. Like, all right, get out of here. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I get it. I'm cool with that. I understand. Like, I can take it.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those things. I definitely overachieved myself on that one. I just wanted to do something that was totally different. But it's, again, I cooked what I wanted to cook. Yeah. But again, those guys, what you guys did was fantastic.
Your presentation with the dry ice and the smoke, man, you killed it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, it was just a cool experience to just be out there. Like you're saying, you just wanted to cook something that, you know, that's to your heart. And that's all we're trying to do is we're trying to bring something new, but that's something that resonates with us, you know, and Chef, of course, you know, Chef John, he's, you know, he's Italian. He's got a little Latin in him, probably a couple other things we don't even know about.
Right.
But, you know, he wanted to bring that to the table and he called me up literally like a day after my wedding, which I got married 3 weeks ago to.
Congratulations.
Thank you to an amazing woman. Her name is Beverly. And anyway, he calls me up. He was in the wedding and he's like, hey man, what's going on? I was like, you know what's going on? I just got married. He's like, I got a request from you. I said, what's going on? He's like, hey, we have this huge chef competition coming up. You know, it's really important to me. I really want to do well. And he's like, I want to win big. I was like, so you're bringing in the big guns then, huh?
And you're like, well, I'm on my honeymoon.
Yeah, I was like, on my honeymoon. I said, when do you need this? I said, he's like, right now. I said, all right, I'm out. Flying from Puerto Rico right now.
I'm out of here. Yeah.
But, you know, so he called me. It was a big honor. He's like, hey, I really need you. You know, I want you to just kind of help me plate this, put this thing together, present it, execute it. And so
it's kind of a big deal.
And what's funny is,
respect-wise, that's a big deal.
Yeah, definitely for him. But what was even more ironic to it is when I went on third, you were the last guys. So my nephew, who actually helped me plate, which was a hoot for me to have my nephew out there, we turned and said, I looked at him and go, let's go help Chef Jonathan. And that's the community, because, you know, it's the brotherhood that we have, the La Familia. So I wanted to make sure that you guys and had your plates out. And so that's why we ended up helping them.
This was like a WWE, like Battle Royale, where you came in and you know,
it was everything was pretty smooth until they're like, oh, they're about to open the whole thing. Every other chef's got 5 minutes to talk and everything. And then Chef John and I, they're like, you got 30 seconds. So we're like, we got to go.
Did you see when Jeffrey took the chair across the back of the referee? Or the judge? No, I'm kidding. That didn't happen. So listen,
Chef John The Rock looks just like him.
Totally, 100%.
And he does the one thing with the eyebrow, too.
Yeah, he does. Sexiest chef we got.
All right, so Alex, you know, you were obviously just got married. You're not actually working in the kitchen anywhere. What are you doing right now?
I retired. I decided to just open my own company. It is called Aqua Mobile Detailing. We are a premier RV detailer in the area. We do yachts, we do cars, luxury.
Planes, everything.
We'll get to that eventually, and we'll be taking off from there.
Take it.
Like the pun.
But we also do house detailing, so we pressure wash, we soft wash. We're just kind of your one-stop shop, and we're local in the area for the Hillsboro, Pasco, and Pinellas. We've even ventured out to Sarasota before.
I was just going to say, unrelated to this, because this was not planned, you did a great job. You did, you came to the house and you took care of the, you know, the cars at the house. And I will say, just for the record, awesome. Call this cat. I'll put it in the description when, you know, what's your website?
It is, www.aqua-mobile-detailing.com.
That's not complicated at all, but I'll put it in the description and it'll be cool. All right.
Make it easier.
So, what we got going on here is,
chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Well, you know, we took the big win, and I want to take credit. Oh, sorry. I didn't know Chef was here. All right. You know what? Actually, let me go ahead and pass off the microphone to the real king of the kitchen here, Chef John Rodriguez, and my brother. So I'm going to pass it off.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so while we're doing this transition, Jeff, at what point did you know that you were going to lose?
I had no idea. I had no knowledge of it.
I'm kidding, man.
You have, dude, the thing about expectations.
Hold on, I said this on one of the last podcasts. I've seen your dishes, and they're gorgeous, man. I haven't had your food. And what you did with the raspberry,
campfire s'mores.
Man, that looks so good. You gave it to me to go put it in the fridge. And I was like, I should just go take this and have a good time. I should just dirty my face with it and have a great time. One of these days,
you can come over to the house one of these days, bring the family over.
All right.
And there he is, the champ.
My man. Congratulations, homie.
Thank you. I was really inspired by his campfire as well, without the fire. It was pretty generous.
Look, so just right off the bat, I'm thrilled. Walk and Talk at large, the team.
The family.
We're thrilled that we were able to be part of such a special moment in your life, in Chef Alex's life. We're proud of you, man. You really murdered it at the event, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. And, you know, and it was funny because, you know, I was like, first of all, you called me and I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. You know, this is a great opportunity. I don't know if I can do it, but let me see. I didn't even know Jeff was doing it.
He even warned me you were there.
So I was like, holy crap. Excuse my language, but this is phenomenal. Like, this is great. So I was like, oh my gosh, who do I want to do this with? And I'm talking to Alex on the phone and I'm like, you know what? Alex, what are you doing this day? He didn't give him any kind of leeway, you know. And I was
I'm getting married, bro.
Yeah, you know, and it was great. He got married. He had a beautiful wedding. It was absolutely gorgeous. He married the most beautiful woman, you know. And I can't wait to see their future grow from here on. But you know, I knew that was the guy to put by my side, you know, for something like this. And you know, he's definitely family. He's definitely blood. And I was like, oh my God, I was like, Alex, you got no choice on this one. I was like, you need a plate up.
I'll be honest with you. Seeing your face when they called your name, the shock and disbelief was a great moment for me. Yeah, definitely.
It was that was one of the most, that was so raw and full of happy emotion. I mean, and we have it on,
recorded it.
Somebody, I think it might have been John, he caught it. So that's just a really beautiful moment.
Well, that's because I won the Powerball and I didn't tell nobody.
So why did we all show up here?
It was only $10.
I did not. Yes, it actually was a four because I got the number 10, right? I'll be honest with you. That's, you know, I've been in a lot of competitions, but this one was more meaningful. This one was more like intimate. And, you know, because of the Walk and Talk family, you know, having Jeffrey by my side, you know, having Alex by my side, competing against St. Pete and Tampa, it was just like, the energy was there, and you know, it was a lot of collective great chefs that were involved, and it didn't feel like a non-competition. You know, when mm-hmm. you do a competition and you're like, oh, I don't know, you know, maybe, you know, I feel like I can overthrow that person, but it just really felt very competitive.
I'll be honest with you, seeing the Master Chef there and then the World Master Chef there, there's only 11 World Master Chefs.
Yeah.
I was like, my sphincter tightened up a little.
So yeah, I just want you know, the listeners to know that that's the second time that Chef Jeffrey Schlissel knew some highfalutin chefs and didn't walk me over. I'm keeping score.
Chef Jeff, man, like that was like, he's a master chef.
That's mm-hmm. a big deal.
And
yeah, no,
he,
big deal.
I mean, I grew up learning of this man, you know, like this mm-hmm. is like no joke. So I even got the little baby giggles, the bubble guts. And as Chef Jeffrey is plating his sixth dish, I'm like going through and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, and like, I'm just like mesmerized. It's like, I thought I saw Mark Anthony. It was crazy. I was confused. I was like, wow. This is the And like Jeff said, like, it's really badass, bro. Like, when you see these guys, and like, I went and gone and talked to them really quick, and I was like, hey, you know, it's a pleasure. He was like, you know what? And I'm sorry, but I just got to put it out there. He was like, you two, your dishes were badass.
Yeah.
That's and, so cool. And like, he was like, who's the bento box guy? and I was like, we still learning him. Like, I don't know. I was like, that's Chef Jeff. And I was like, no, he was like, to think to do three dishes is tough, you know? And I will tell you, like, that's a tip my hat off to you. Like, me and Alex looked at each other and we're like, is this guy doing like three courses?
There was a point, you know, I'll be honest with you. They had originally told me 11:35. They came over and said 11:45. And the first two chefs, they got done so quick.
Yeah.
I looked over at Evan, my nephew, and I went, I'm not going to be able to plate the dessert. And then the guy came over and he said, listen, I told you what I told you and it's still sticking to that. You're at 11:45. It was 11:32.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is not good.
I think that's when you told me to pound sand.
Carl was right there. Yeah. And he's like right there with the camera. And I'm like, I felt so bad. I was like, can you please get the heck out of the way?
Hey, man, I got to do.
Carl's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I've got to do what I've got to do, okay?
Yeah,
that means dirty with it.
You know, it was pretty cool. But, I mean, you know, like I said, competing
it's not the first kitchen I've gotten thrown out.
No, I can imagine.
Not the last.
We're not buying me. No, shout-outs to Peninsula, though. But, realistically, it's just, it was definitely a beautiful day. Besides I felt like I was the pig of your emblem, though. I ain't gonna call. I mean, we were outside sweating.
Oh.
These two chefs walk out with their beautiful plates
from the restaurant.
From the restaurant across the street.
I'm not talking garbage, but no offense. Like, that's probably why I'm skinny today. Like, this is crazy. Like, how slim I got from just a 6-day radius. And I'm just confused. I was like, oh my God, this is phenomenal. But listen, that win wasn't just because it was me. That win was because it was Walk and Talk. That win was because where we grow from here, from the start, from when I first met Carl through Alex, right? And then, you know, I knew that was just an even match. You know, that was pretty much like me pulling Alex back. Like, you're the reason why me and Carl know each other. So that's why I pulled Alex in this, because it was something for Walk and Talk. And if it wouldn't have been for Alex to introduce Carl to me,
right,
I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to know who you are. I wouldn't be able to meet the rest of the family or be involved in this beautiful podcast or this journey, right? This journey is phenomenal. So shout outs 100% to you, because, you know, again, you know, it took one phone call, right? And you put Blood Brothers together and then that's it.
Right.
It felt like a win for the whole team. It didn't feel like a win for just me and Alex. I feel like I won it for the whole team.
No, there was a you felt the family connection. And and just for the record, though, I Chef Alex and Chef Nick, you know, from 400 and Leia, man, those guys are really cool cats, and their food, their culinary really is like next level.
Top notch.
Yeah, no, they really are.
Yeah. We actually covered Chef Alex. And he's
very talented.
Amazing. He is amazing. And you know what? I think what we should do. Here's what we should do.
Oh, here it comes.
We should probably go to the restaurant.
Oh.
I think we should. That's right, Willie. I think what we should do is go to the restaurant, have a good time, and rib the hell out of them.
Exactly.
I think we should rub that. Rub it in.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, where's that dish that you presented? Because I want to try it.
You should bring the plaque.
We'll
put it on the
extra
table.
Seat.
We'll put it on the table.
For the plaque. No, just
in a high chair.
Is there a table? is it a table for three? No, it's four.
No, four. I
five. Alex has to come.
Yeah, five all day.
Yeah, Alex has to come. So it's
no,
five.
I told him, Alex,
I love you, man. Like, I don't know why. Yes, five all day.
No, but listen, Carl was like, hey, make sure you have the plaque. So Tammy ate in the restaurant yesterday, and it was her birthday. Shout out to Tammy. Happy birthday.
And you know what? Tammy's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, definitely
amazing.
Awesome.
And, you know, so we got to cater to her yesterday, and she was so funny. She was like, chef, please forgive me, but I don't have the plaque with me. They're still writing your name. And I was like, I know.
It's a long name.
My name's very long.
Jonathan
I can imagine. But I was like, you know, but she was very sweet about it. And
did you give them all the middle name, like Garcia?
No. I have to be able to put your name and, you know,
Salimar.
No. Salimar is not. No, I think. Oh, no. She was trying to add your name and my name together. And I was
There's no way. That plaque's going to be like 11 by 14. No.
Nobody's going to read this.
That's a billboard.
Nobody's going to read this.
No, but all jokes aside, like, you know, I told Carl, I was like, look, if I have the plaque today, I will wear like Flavor Flav, but I'll put it around my neck. And we'll have like a chain.
Thick gold chain, like University of Miami. They do that and with their thing. Yeah.
He was going to come in boy. Yeah.
As a win.
I love it.
No,
Taking it back to the old school.
Like I said, so this has been an honor. You know, Alex and I, when we were putting these dishes together, you know, we thought about it, and we sat right over and outside, and we were thinking about it. We're like, this is what we're going to do. And it sounds fantastic. I cannot distress. Like, it sounds amazing. After what we discussed, what we discussed went out on the plates.
It usually happens that way.
Nothing discussed, right? It was like I went to the back. I had a lot going on. We had a lot of events going on at the same time. And I was like, hey, whatever we discussed yesterday, forget about it. And he's like, yeah, we'll wing it. And that's what chefs do. We normally wing it.
What did you actually do? Because we mentioned the tuna nachos with the seaweed underneath. And what was the whole deal?
That's my form of tuna tataki. So me and Alex were like, all right, well, I want to blow it up a little bit more than typical normal. So what we did was that I made the actual wonton chip to look like an oyster, right? And the bottom was the fresh seaweed. We did micro flowers. We did
from Cahaba Club.
So from Cahaba Club, shout out to Cahaba Club. Always, that's why I get my micro.
Marvin in the house.
Marvelous Marvin.
And we put we pretty much put citrus, and in the rim, Chef Alex put simple syrup. He put the citrus again that we zest, and then inside we put a little bit of herb oil in it. So when you smelled that particular dish, as soon as you pulled off that, you know, the chip, that was just like very like citrusy and salt water, and it just blew the aroma out of the water. Of course, we had dry ice, and then we added water to it, so it was like a little ocean. You know, for
yeah, and a beautiful little kind of like rounded like wine glass without the stem.
Yeah, stemless wine
glass. It was fantastic.
And, you know, Tammy was like, it was still bubbling. She was like, it's still bubbling you know, through that process. And she was like, even when we were taking pictures, and it was like, it did not stop. And I was like, yeah, I was like, Alex put a whole pound of dry ice in the cups.
There was what?
Wait a minute. Time out. Speaking of ice. Attention, mixologists and bar managers.
I love the name of this company.
Yes. Dress up your drinks with crystal clear, beautifully made ice cubes and spheres from Ice Butcher. These guys are purveyors of perfect ice. Ice Butcher kicks ass. Yeah, I said it. Their sculpting skills are serious, too. Ask about adding company logos right into the actual cube. It's a no-brainer for an upsell for corporate events, weddings, or even to upgrade your own cocktail program. Learn more at theicebutcher.com.
Sorry. I love those
had
ice.
Had to throw that in there.
I just love the name.
Love it.
Ice Butcher.
So. Now, what did you do for your main course?
So the main course we did, the risotto. We did the saffron paella risotto.
So it was a riff on your riff because of your background.
Yeah,
I created
that dish. You know, I'm Italian, Puerto Rican, and, you know, I really wanted something that was me.
Would you
right?
call me?
He hates himself. That's all. He's very angry about himself.
Pasta, rice. Is it pasta? I want to eat rice. I get it.
I talk about this every day with my kids. I'm like, listen, risotto.
You found the middle.
Eat risotto.
You found the center ground.
Yeah. They're like, Dad, I'm tired of eating pasta. I was like, do you ever say that in this house? Like,
kick them out.
Watch your language.
Wow.
Troll them out.
Yeah.
Risotto. No, but my kids, they love risotto. That's funny as it says. I wanted to really, that was my inspiring dish. You know, that was a dish that I, you know, sat back and said, you know what, everybody wants a paella. Let's do a paella. Fine. Let's make it a paella. What I did different, I use chorizo. What I do different, I don't put sausage in there. Right. So I use pretty much a different chorizo, right? A spicy one. You're not seeing, anything else besides U10 scallops, U10 shrimps. PEI mussels, and, you know, this one I added lobster. It was a little different. I did a sous vide lobster and in the butter.
It was gorgeous.
And, when we were like, oh, how are we going to warm this up?
Oh, my God. I didn't even know we had electric.
The sun was on your shoulder. You could have just...
With a magnifying glass right on the shoulder.
I could have literally slapped it on my neck and toasted in both sides with the amount of heat that was radiating. No, it was crazy. Like... So we threw it in the pot, and Alex is like, that's the only way we're going to be able to heat it. So I'm like, all right, bet. We put it in the pot, and it just warmed up perfect.
No, it was perfect.
Is that exact recipe on the menu right now?
That exact recipe is on the menu.
Okay. That's awesome.
The only difference is we don't have lobster on it.
You should do a special like from the event.
We could.
What we should do.
No, he has to wait for his plaque.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So here's what we do.
Uh-oh.
We do like a Grubhub and send it over to Alex and Nick. You know what I'm saying?
Thought you might want to enjoy.
Don't you want to try it? I'm kidding. And if Alex,
for
Chef
the win.
Alex, Chef Nick, if you're listening to this, I love you guys. I'm breaking balls here.
It's all jokes.
Okay?
No, actually, it's all good. We have mad respect for them. Yeah,
totally.
Definitely.
100%, man. Those guys are culinary gangsters. They're awesome. I love them. Love them a lot.
But yeah, man, like they definitely brought it to the table.
Yeah, that, like I said, that first round, and the judges called it, or the Publix woman who was doing the emceeing, she called it out. She's like, hey, chefs, he's bringing it. And when I looked up and saw whatever that sphere was, what that came up or whatever that was on the duck plate, I was like, oh, geez, this is real stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Chef Jonathan, you're in this beautiful property, Salimar Rooftop Bar. It's amazing. What's next for Salimar, and what is next for you, Senor?
Well, I never start the future before it comes before me. You know, so I can't tell you what the future's going to be, but I will tell you that we're definitely going to have some changes in the culinary.
Right.
You know, we have to bring it harder and better. You know, we are implementing like chef tasting dinners with
awesome.
Wine pairings.
Awesome.
What, you know, not typically what people are doing in this area. So we kind of want to keep a culinary trend. You know, Chef de Ponte is about to open up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a whole different brand and a whole different breed of culinary.
They're going to bring a lot of
traction.
Yeah.
They are for sure. And, you know, downstairs, it's, you know, this all corporatized businesses. You won't. You know, so it's exciting to see another chef that's going to be in there and you know, and put the palate in people's mouths,
because the reputation is tremendous.
Yeah,
you know what you could do is like having local chefs, even having Chef Alex come in for like a chef dinner one night.
Well, and that's their menu. Wait a minute. No. Great segue, because what I want to do is I want to have a walk and talk alumni, like, you know,
graduation dinner.
Just a big, amazing event. I want to have a
family reunion, I think is the word you're looking for.
We talked about this in the past.
Yeah, we did.
I want to have like this culinary explosion of walk and talk chefs, you know, who's been on the program.
God, that's a lot of talent.
Yeah, well, you know.
You got Chef Anthony over at Doubletree.
Yeah, he's cool.
Jimmy Down and over in, who's also Puerto Rican Italian, swear to God.
Yeah.
That was great. He did a paella.
Like that's my twin.
He's like your twin.
Well, and he's also from New York, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we have?
Queens, I think.
He's probably from the same hood.
You got Thomas Parker. He's got tremendous talent.
He's got
talent.
Chops. He's got big chops.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of people, man.
Yeah, well, we did have like 120 episodes. I mean, there's plenty of, but I think we should do that. I think we should put it together and make a, just blow it up. I think it would be badass.
You know where it'd be really good to have that?
Right here.
Well, either here or if it doesn't happen here, Odessa.
Oh, with Marvin.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Like that. Imagine really that, nice. Man. Bring it at the farm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some really nice. And
I just want to make mention. I love when Willie chimes in.
He's got that voice, man.
He's got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the Barry White of the podcast.
The Puerto Rican community.
Yeah.
Barry White.
Yeah.
It's good. White.
No, because he knows he feels the inspiration. He can imagine all the footage that he's going to get over there.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, no, the food.
The vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Wait a minute. The vibe that we put out on these shows with our chef friends and our community is tight.
Oh, yeah.
We put out a happy ass positive vibe.
Exactly.
See?
Exactly.
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 That's beautiful.
You don't know who's saying it. Me or Willie? Exactly. All right. If you will please, let's roll the badass Pablo Vivas music.
That's twice today.
That is twice today. I love, man,
Pablo. As I got Veronica.
I love Pablo.
And just remember, Julio is taking applications for his sugar mamas.
Yes. If you're a cougar in the Tampa Bay area, please come to Sally Mar and see Julio the bartender. He's waiting for you
to make that old fashioned.
Or apple juice. Code word Jonathan, apple juice.
Chef, I love you, baby. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for letting us come out here and take over the restaurant.
Bro, you are the champ, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple.
Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing. Deliver healthy taste options to clientele and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.